You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Last month, Idaho legislators voted to introduce a bill that would give the public the ability to file a lawsuit against anyone who denies access to public lands. This legislation that would have allowed private citizens to bring these civil lawsuits against individuals or entities willfully and knowingly blocking that access. Well, that bill failed yesterday. A divided Senate Resources and Environment Committee voted to hold the bill in committee, which means that killed it. Idaho Statesman reporter Nicole Blanchard has been following this story. In fact, she was at that hearing yesterday. She joins me live in studio to talk more about this. Welcome to the program.
Thanks so much for having me.
So quickly, get us up to date on the background of the Wilkes brothers, because this is truly where this debate started, was with these billionaire brothers from Texas.
Sure. So I believe in 2016, these two brothers, they're oil tycoons. They began buying up quite a bit of land all across Idaho. I think at our last tally, they had over 200,000 acres of land currently. And there have been a few sort of skirmishes with people here and there where there are Forest Service roads that go through some of these properties that they own. It's not always totally clear whether those easements are in place for the public to use some of those right-of-ways. And in particular, there was one here nearby on Boise Ridge Road that was gated. Ditches were dug down the side, so it's impossible to drive around that gate. And folks have been pretty frustrated with that lack of access on what they believe is a Forest Service road, and what environmental groups here say is a public road and should be open to public access.
And because historically, as you said, there is private land that sometimes you have to access in order to get to the public lands in Idaho. And historically, people have been allowed to be able to use those pieces of road to access that land.
Right.
Wilkes brothers have come in, and for all intents and purposes, it's legal what they're doing. People just have issue.
Sure.
With that.
Sure. It can get complicated. There are some cases in which they've been able to terminate easements, and that does give them the legal right to say this agreement no longer stands, and we don't want folks on our private land anymore. In the case of Boise Ridge Road, there are supposedly some deeds that show that is in perpetuity a Forest Service road. So that would be a different situation in which they can't cancel that kind of agreement with the public.
So when this because there were two bills introduced, but the bill in particular was that if access was denied, people would be able to civilly sue a person or an entity, correct, who was blocking access?
Right. Right now it is a crime. So a county or a law enforcement agency can bring a criminal case against someone who does that. But a lot of times there just aren't resources to do that. It's not a top priority. One of the proponents of the bill yesterday was saying there's only been one successful prosecution under that criminal statute. So this would have given, you know, if I'm a hiker and I go and I notice that somebody's blocked off a trail that I know to be public, then I have the opportunity to file a civil suit against that person if my local law enforcement or my county doesn't want to pursue that criminally.
So when this was introduced a month ago, it seemed to have quite a bit of backing and bipartisan backing, correct?
Yes, it's so it was sponsored by Representative Fred Martin from Boise, who is a Republican. Yesterday, some of the folks who voted to move the bill to the 14th order of business to fix it rather than to kill it right away were the two Democratic members on that committee, as well as another Republican member. So it does seem like it's got some across-the-board support. You've got sportsmen, hunters, recreationists, environmental groups, quite a few people on board with this bill.
I'm speaking with Nicole Blanchard. She's an Idaho Statesman reporter. She's been covering the State House and this bill. So tell me about being in the hearing yesterday, because as we just said, there was kind of an assumption that this would move forward.
This is the first time that there was any testimony on this bill. And so the sponsors, the Idaho Wildlife Federation, are the folks who really spearheaded this and put the text of the bill together, and they made their presentation. And once testimony started going, there were a few pretty powerful groups that came out in opposition. So the Idaho Cattlemen's Association, the Farm Bureau, and then the Wilkes brothers did send a local lawyer who was representing their DF development company. And their bone of contention was more around the language of the bill, that it was vague, that they felt that it opened private landowners up to frivolous lawsuits. And so their concerns were over some of the wording of the bill.
And was that the argument with, you said, the Cattlemen's Association, and who what was the other group?
The Farm Bureau.
So the Farm Bureau and the Cattlemen's Association, was it similar about the language that they were opposing?
Yeah, so I believe one of the testimonials called the bill, the language of the bill, sweeping. So there were these concerns that words like obstruct or willful were not clearly defined in the bill, and that that would allow for frivolous lawsuits to be brought against someone who, say, has a gate across a public road to keep their cattle on their land.
Well, and I know when, as soon as you said that, I thought to myself, okay, it seems counterintuitive that the Cattlemen's Association would be against this because they do need access to public land for their cattle so that they can graze. But it goes back to your point, and well, their point, that but sometimes they do block these roads for the safety of their cattle at the same time.
Sure. And my understanding is that a gate is not considered an obstruction because it can be opened.
The issue with the Wilkes brothers was that they dug those big trenches.
That is locked in their trenches,
and
right.
You cannot gain access.
So if it's an unlocked gate that anybody can open, then that is not an issue of obstruction, to my understanding.
What was the feeling inside the hearing room, not only as this moved on, but then all of a sudden, I mean, it wasn't, let's go back to the drawing board. Mm-hmm. It was, we're putting this away for the session.
Sure. And I know Brian Brooks, who's the executive director of the Idaho Wildlife Federation, the group that brought the bill, he was speaking with me afterward, said he was very frustrated that he felt like this is sort of a low priority issue for legislators to the point where they would rather hold it in committee and kill it than try to fix it. And I think the feeling was it was pretty clear that the folks that were there in support of the bill were upset. There were some recreationists who came out to testify about why it's important to them to have access to public land. And it was pretty clear that they were not happy with the way that things turned out. And the session did run a little bit over time, and the lawyer for the Wilkes brothers was one of the last folks to speak. So he was limited to about a minute until he said, you know, I'm here to represent DF development. I'm here for the Wilkes brothers. And the mood in the room shifted a little bit around that. To my knowledge, nobody was aware that that's what he was there for, or that the Wilkes had been interested in this at all. So this was the first indication that the Wilkes were following this bill.
And that would put a different vibe in the room, because there has been so much controversy around some of the things that they have done.
Sure.
And so that played a part into it. So at this point, where, I mean, it is dead. It will not come back this session. Is there a thought that they would potentially take this up next session? Because we see this in our state legislature. For people that may have moved in the last couple of years, you kind of see this sometimes where something is introduced, it is killed, but it comes back the next year with the changes that people are asking for.
So the Wildlife Federation has been working on this for 2 years. And from talking with Brian Brooks yesterday, it sounds like they're interested in working with legislators to try and clear up any of those possible concerns. And hopefully try and bring something back in the future. It's not clear if that'll be next year or if it'll require a little bit more time. But they're definitely interested in addressing that the language that was concerning to some folks.
Well, and it's interesting, too, because I think that in the state of Idaho, there is such on both sides of the aisle, whether you fall, you know, as a Democrat or a Republican, part of the Idaho way of life is access.
Absolutely.
To our public lands. So did this feel like a blow as you've been covering this, not to just the people that brought the bill, but just the general public?
The reaction That we've heard from the Statesman, whether it's, you know, commenters or folks who email me directly, is people seem frustrated. People have commented that they're frustrated. There's a juxtaposition of this bill with the trespass bill that passed in the last legislature, which has similar language. Mm-hmm. And many of the senators who voted to kill this bill yesterday voted in favor of that updated trespass bill, which was championed by the Wilkes brothers. And so I think there's sort of this idea of the public of, are you here to advocate for what we want, or are you here to advocate for what, you know, these wealthy outsiders want? Mm-hmm. And I don't know that it's that cut and dry, that it's between those two groups, obviously, but I definitely think that people are starting to feel like their hands are a little bit tied in this situation. Mm-hmm.
Well, I appreciate you coming in and talking about this. I'm sure, as you said, this is not the last we will hear about it, maybe next year or the year after. Who knows? Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
My guest, Idaho Statesman reporter Nicole Blanchard.